This is an interview taken for the Western Sydney Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This is an interview with Mrs. Audrey Watson of Emu Plains, recorded on Thursday, the 19th of September, 1991.
My name is Audrey Watson from 26 River Road, Emu Plains. I was born on the 23rd of August 1922 in Sydney, nationality I'm Australian, married with two children. I've been in the area for 46 is what, 6 from 11, 45 years.
45. Right. Well, just to ask you a little bit about your family background. What kind of work did your father do and your mother?
My father was a manager of an automotive engineering company, and my mother didn't work. No, she didn't ever work.
She was happy.
Yes.
She worked at home, though.
Yes.
And did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I had three brothers and one sister.
And how long have you been in the Penrith area?
45 years.
Since 1946.
Just after the war.
And you came here as a young married person, did you?
Yes.
So what was the place like when you came here? And
well, it was a country town, and we weren't married. My husband came in the May to join a firm of solicitors, and then we were married in the December, and he said to me before we were married, how would you like to live in Penrith? And I said, where's that? And he said, that flat place at the bottom of the mountains. And when you're getting married, you don't care where it is you're going to live, really. But Penrith was then, they had, it was all orchards, and the road I live in now was a dirt road, River Road, and the Progress Association were trying to decide where they put the second street light. And there were horse and carts delivering things. I had a chair delivered by horse and cart. And there were posts on all the shops, you know, those old-fashioned shops with posts all the way down. And everybody knew everybody. It was only about 4,000, or between 4,000 and 5,000 population. And now it's 165.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I lived in Penrith in a flat because you couldn't get houses in those days. And on our wedding night, my husband lived in a little bachelor flat, and on my wedding night, his partner came and said, I've got the bigger flat for you. So we had to delay our honeymoon and go and move our furniture in, because they were gazumping it in those days. If you didn't have your furniture in the shop, in the flat, someone else could take it.
Really?
So we came up and moved in, and then went off on our honeymoon. And then I came to Emu Plains. We built the house about 59, I think. But Emu Plains at that stage was connected to the Blue Mountains, not to Penrith. But they, in a few years' time, they went over to Penrith.
Became
part of Penrith. Mm. Mm.
So you really lived in Penrith, in the right in the hub of Penrith?
Right in Station Street, on top of a shop.
Really?
Yes. It's the only accommodation we could get.
Yeah. So what was the shopping area like then?
Oh, very small, and all privately owned, no big firms of any kind, you know. Banks and et cetera, just one or two banks. And
it was the day of the corner shop still, I suppose.
Yes. Small groceries. There weren't any big grocery firms in those days, were there? No. No Red S's or Franklin's.
No.
Or, no.
Mm. And you lived there right really through the 50s then, in that same flat until you moved here?
No, we moved here in 49, sorry.
Oh, 49.
I'm sorry, made a mistake.
Oh,
yes,
right.
49. Mm. Oh no, we built in an orchard, And I always remember the owners were Vincent Shepherd down there and Dick Shepherd up there, brothers, and they gave us part of the orchard to build on that had been subdivided, but they hadn't sold any. And they all said to me, oh, we'll never sell any more, never sell any more, you know. And in, I don't know what period it was subdivided, it was covered in houses. And
what size land did you buy? It was this.
Well, we bought 65 feet, but then we bought 15 feet more, 65. No, we've got 90 now, so we bought 15 feet more than the original. When they subdivided the rest of the land. And even then she said, we'll never have anyone between you and I, Audrey, you know, like this.
And she's way up the other end of the street now, I suppose.
No, she's dead now, but they couldn't afford to keep the land. The rates were too high. The orchard all has to go.
So you built this house and it's brick, is it? Or
yes, double brick, board? Yes. We built it ourselves, really, let out our contracts to people, you know.
And I suppose in those days you had, well, it was as it is now, you had the inside toilet and bathroom. The back dunny.
No, I think they went out a long time before that, didn't they?
Well, not so much in Blacktown.
But,
What about household appliances in those days when you first moved here? Did you have?
Well, we had a lot of we had a lot of trouble getting everything, pipes and everything. It was just after the war, and you were restricted to 1250 squares to start with to build your house, because that was after war. Everyone couldn't build a house enormous size because there wasn't enough to go around, you know. And we used to have to. We couldn't get a bath, and we waited 14 months for the tiles. And the bricks were locally made, and they were almost hot when they came here. You know, we were waiting on the next batch of bricks. Yeah. And we had friends with the department store Fletcher's in Penrith, which was a family store in those days. And he said, there's a truck going up the mountains, just left something with us, and it's got pipe on it. And Doug chased it up the mountains and got pipe to put the water on, because we pumped from the river in those days. No water or sewage, of course.
Well, you were close.
Yes. It was bad when there was a flood, though, because we used to have to take the motor out in the water rays.
Really? And the water came right up?
Not onto the road. No, it was always about... The highest one was 6 feet below the level of the road. But the pump was down, right down on the riverbank, right near the river.
So no sewerage. Did you have gas and electricity?
We had electricity, gas, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, we had that straight away. And we managed to get a refrigerator because we knew Warburton and Frankie, the refrigerator man, the first one we got.
Yeah.
And I had my mother's washing machine, so I think they were available then, but not...
Not readily.
No. We had a lot of trouble getting a bath. But that was because of the war, you see.
Yes. And so what was your access to the shops? Did you have far to go to do the shopping?
Yes, you all shopped in Penrith. And we had a car. Actually, we started off with a Jeep, because my father was in that business and got a wartime Jeep cheaply for us. And when my daughter was born, we got a car. And I used to go in with my husband. We didn't have two cars in those days, so to go in with my husband to shop and then drive home again.
Did you work as an early...
No, that wasn't the done thing in those days, you know. I used to say I'd go and get a job. But Doug said, my wife's not going to work. It's amazing how quickly it's changed, hasn't it? It's just the thing to work now,
seems
isn't it?
To be,
yeah.
And so what would your daily routine have been at home?
Oh, the same as it is now, isn't it? You know, look after children. And when they were at school age, we used to have to take them to the station every morning at 7:30. And then the usual clearing up and gardening and sewing and all the things you did. I've joined organisations like the Red Cross and Inner Wheel and the CWA in those days. My husband was a Rotarian, so I became a member of Inner Wheel, which I still am. And organisations like that were very well patronised by people in those days. You know, it's very hard to get young people into organisations these days.
Mm. And build a nice community spirit if you all knew each other.
Yes, yes. Everybody knew. We were actually the first sort of people from outside to come in. A friend of mine who was a dentist, they came at the same time. Otherwise, you know, that was the first influx of people that started after the war, and then they started coming. But we were really the first in 46 people, new people. And we found often that you'd be talking to someone and they'd be related. Everybody seemed to be related, you know. Big families of people.
And so, you know, I mean, you've seen such a huge change in that time. What did it feel like then to live in this area and to go shopping and
Well, I can tell you one thing. We used to... I used to belong to the Presbyterian Church in Penrith and joined the... what do you call it? What do the ladies do in the church?
Ladies Auxiliary? Or
no, it's not auxiliary. It's called a... Oh, I can't think of the name of it. Isn't this awful? I've got old too since I've been here. Anyway, the women's organisation there. And I used to have to take people home, you know, that were older ladies and to take home. And I used to collect them. And we used to go to... I used to say, oh, I've got to go right out to Jamison Road. Well, Jamison Road is almost the centre of the city Penrith City, and that seemed to be way out in the country to me. Mm. Was. There wasn't a house or a thing, just a lady lived on a little farm out there in those days. Yeah. Mm. And see, the shopping area was just two little streets, high streets, where they've developed all up and down now, but they were just a little collection in those days.
And you must have felt living here that you were... out in the country.
Oh, we were out the country here. We kept chooks and the foxes took them one night. And yes.
Really rural.
Yeah, it was rural.
And when you say you kept chooks, I suppose you had your own eggs and...
Yes.
And you obviously were in the middle of the fruit area.
Yes, so the citrus orchards, yes. And we had on the block of land part of the orange trees that are... That block of land next door to me there still has those same trees and they're still bearing oranges and they must be 67 years old. Yes. We took ours out and put new ones in eventually because they were 27 years old when we came here, the orange trees. Yes.
And I suppose you made your own jams and that sort of thing too, did you?
Oh, always, yes.
And preserved.
But I was a city girl and I wasn't very countryfied, you know. I haven't been used to cooking and doing things like the country people do.
And did you exchange food and eggs and so forth and fruit for other things with your neighbours?
No, not really. No.
You didn't use that bargaining system? No.
It wasn't an area that... Oh, well, there were orchards and all the people that had... Well, they always gave us things, you know. Yeah. There'd be pumpkins and Mr. Shepherd used to always come by at night from the orchard and the children would be waiting outside. He always handed them oranges or left a pumpkin on the front fence or...
Sounds wonderful.
Or pomelos to make jam with.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm. That went on, but there wasn't any bartering sort of system. Mm. Mm.
And
actually, the poultry farms, they would offer, down the road here, would give us a chook for Christmas, but that was because we were friends, you know.
Mm. And I suppose you had milk and bread deliveries, did you, by...
Yes.
Horse and...
Milk, no, we didn't have bread, did we? Yes, we did, yes, of course. Yes, there was a bakery in Emby Plains.
Mm-hmm. And they'd deliver by horse?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what other things were delivered to the house?
Green groceries, and I still have that man delivering.
Really?
Yes. Well, it's his son, the son. Mm-hmm. Yes. He still comes on Friday morning. Yeah. He only does a small area in Emu Plains and Glenbrook. But he was coming then, and he still is. I still buy my vegetables this way. Yeah.
It's one of the things that hasn't changed.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, did you? What about for clothes and that sort of thing? Did you shop locally or?
No, there weren't many very good clothing places. Miss Elliott's, I think it was about the only one that sold clothing in those days. And I went to Sydney because I'd been always used to buying things in Sydney. Mm. And I had my shops that I'd always gone to, you know. So that I didn't really... and I'm a bit like that still. Because although Grace Brothers has come to this area, they don't keep the same level of stock as they keep in Sydney. Mm. They cater for a different level. And if you want... Yeah. Oh, there are a couple of boutiques now, that's right. I could... Yeah, I have bought things into... Mm. But I always feel like I have to go to Sydney to have a look anyway. Range. Yes, yes.
Mm. And did you travel by car to Sydney in those days? Or did you catch the train?
No, I caught the train generally. Did you? Yes. Mm. But I didn't go to Sydney very often. Only to meet my mother. No, I drove because I used to leave my car and park at her unit at Tremoyne, that's right. And I used to visit every week, once a week when they became old, at Cremorne and Tremoyne, and I drove, that's right.
So you didn't have any family support here when you were bringing up your children, that your parents lived in Sydney?
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And how did you get on with that sort of thing, with childcare, if you were ill or if you weren't here when they came home from school? Did you?
Well, you didn't. You were always here, that's right. I had a neighbour. Mm-hmm. My neighbour used to look after them for me sometimes. Actually, I didn't have a licence till I came to live at Emu Plains. And she minded my children while I... little boy, while I went to get my driver's license, that's right, and my mother would come up and stay, and I remember on one occasion that Doug went to hospital, my husband went to hospital, she reminded them, but that was the only childcare, your friend reminded them. My friends, I went away for a weekend, that's right, and my friend in Penrith looked after one, and my friend down the road looked after another one, you know, Doug's partner's wife.
Oh,
right.
So you had friends in the community.
Yes, that's right.
Sort of rather than the extended family.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And did your children go to school nearby?
Till the boy was 10 when he went to Newington, and Elizabeth was, she went into, 11 when she went into PLC Croydon.
Oh, so they both boarded.
No, they were day.
Did they?
Mm.
All the way from here to Newington?
Yeah, that's right. They said they'd never do that to their children, but I noticed that they are. They're travelling a long way to school.
And did they travel on the train, I suppose?
Yeah, they travel on the train, yes. And I was really the first one to send my children out to school, and I encouraged other people to do it because... and I just noticed that all around now my partner's children started to go before mine because I encouraged them to go to PLC Croydon. I'd gone to PLC Croydon and my daughter did, and I just thought was going, and I just always recommended that. Oh, you want to send them to a good school, you know. The old school tie came up all the time. Yeah. And
what schools were here? They went to the local primary school.
They went to the local primary school, yes.
In Penrith?
Emu Plains.
Emu Plains.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very old school, lovely school, and there was a very good teacher there who I knew very well. She'd come back into teaching. You know, there was a shortage of teachers, and she was that oldish one. Mm-hmm. And she'd actually taught me at Sunday school where I lived in Strathfield.
Oh.
Yes.
And did they walk to school from
here? Yes, walked, mm-hmm. and or when they could ride, they went on their bikes.
Oh. Mm. How far would it have been?
Oh, it's only about 2 kilometres.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
When you were when they went to high school, did they travel into Penrith by
My husband took them in the morning and I picked them up in the afternoon from Emu Plains Railway Station.
And that was was electrified, of course, by then, wasn't it?
Yes.
To Emu Plains.
Yes.
And what about the local churches? Did you find the churches had a lot of, they were important in the community?
Oh, very important. That's why I can't remember the name of the organisation. That's how important they were.
Yes.
No, but they were important. Everyone, you met everyone there. It was quite a social thing, the church gatherings.
And most people in the area would meet at church for a social get-together anyway.
Yes.
I suppose that's changed.
Oh, very much so.
The way it has everywhere.
Yes.
And so you didn't work, but you did work at home.
I did a lot of voluntary work, yes.
Yes, your unpaid work in the house too. And can I ask you, how did you manage your household money? Or, you know, if your husband was working, did he give you housekeeping money to manage? Or did you just pool your expenses?
No, he gave me household money, I think. I can't remember how we managed. I don't think he...
Did you buy on credit, perhaps, and pay bills at the
end? Yes, that's right. Yes. No, but for grocery shopping and all that kind of shopping, yes, he gave me a certain amount of money, that's right, yes. Mm-hmm. Because I did have a cleaning lady a bit later on, and remember that cheque came from straight from the firm.
Oh, right.
Mm. See, and we both had it, both partners. And I was thinking of that, how did the money come to me, but that's right. And then ordinary bills were just paid off by cheque, by him.
Your husband did that mostly?
Actually, I took over gradually because he wasn't very organised ever. He was always busy and I seemed to take over in that organisation in the end.
And you were busy doing the voluntary work in the area, which must have kept you on your toes.
Yeah, we were always very busy. I don't know. Well, people say they don't know how they went out, what they did when they went to work, but they always seem, retired people are always busier than us.
That's
I
right.
think it was the same. Yeah, there was always a lot to do,
yes.
Which you wouldn't have done if you'd gone to work, would you?
No. And did you said you sewed, you made some of your own clothes?
I made always for the children and just a few things for myself, but I started off with the children because I was self-taught and continued on. Made all the curtains in the house and things like that. I was very brave and made velvet curtains, but I didn't make any boobies.
And what about health services in the area? Did you have a local doctor?
Yes. There was a medical centre was in those days. Well, it was a place with two or three doctors in it. Yeah. And
at Emu Plains or
no
in Penrith?
I don't think there was a doctor in Emu Plains, Penrith. No, there wasn't a doctor in Emu Plains. I keep on forgetting back that far, you know.
It's a long time.
Think of all the ones that are here now. Yeah.
And the hospital was
it was a very small hospital, Governor Phillip District Hospital. And I had my daughter in Sydney. But I had my son in the little hospital.
Oh, did you?
And it was a wonderful way because you knew everybody there. You knew all the nurses and they were wonderful to you. And it was a very small hospital. It is now the geriatric hospital. And they built an Nepean.
And did you plan to have two children or did that just happen?
No, I planned to have two children, yes. I was going to plan to have more, but I was thinking of having more, but I didn't have a very good time with Douglas, so that'll do me.
Well, you were clever to plan them, and in the days before the pill and so forth.
Yes.
And I thought that most people in those days would say, "Oh, it was an accident," or you know.
No, definitely planned it. He was conceived on my wedding anniversary.
Ah,
my daughter, not my son, my daughter. Yeah.
And and you found the bringing them up in this area lovely for children, I suppose. They had a lot of freedom.
Yes, it was nice. Mm. Not so good now, I don't think.
Why is that?
Well, there's so many children roaming the streets and homeless and out of work and taking drugs and, you know, there's a lot of trouble with the children in the area.
And because I suppose, I was going to say the security in the area would be different too. You wouldn't have locked your doors back then.
Left the doors unopened. Left them all open. Everybody just came and went, and I left something on your table, all right.
Really?
Yes, you never thought of locking anything up, isn't it? Awful thing these days.
And now you do.
Oh, security, everything's locked. Well, an insurance company told me that I should lock my door when I go down to the washing, put the washing on the line.
That's terrible.
Yes.
So how does that make you feel from what it used to be?
Oh, horrible. Well, we've been burgled 5 times, so we don't... the thought of it... And since we had the alarm, it's been wonderful to think that you can go and leave it and it's not...
Yeah.
Someone's not going to roam all through the place. Yeah.
So, when you... what did you do in your leisure time and your family too? What were the main forms of recreation back in the 50s?
Well, we played tennis every Saturday. And what did we do? Well, when the children started to go to school, of course, we had to follow all their sporting things. Mm. We swam in the river.
Did you?
Yes. Mm. We entertained ourselves here in every way, really.
What about theatre and cinema, that sort of thing?
There was a theatre, yes. One theatre in Penrith. We went to that. I was thinking what else there was. There weren't any... when did bowling come in? We didn't have any bowling or anything. But there were bowls for... not for women, but for men. And what else did they... And golf, of course.
Women weren't allowed to bowl in those days.
They bowled, but they didn't... They didn't go to the men's bowling club. They bowled way back, didn't they? But there weren't many... I can't remember women bowlers.
Maybe they were segregated.
Well, they were, yes, but...
like swimming?
No. They weren't segregated, but some bowling clubs took them and some didn't. You know, I don't...
Maybe...
I can remember the time when Penrith took in women bowlers. Mm. Yeah.
There might have been some associates before that and not allowed to be there.
So we just did all those things. We went for lovely walks and picnics and things because there was lovely bush and mountains and and we went away for holidays, places.
Mm. Up to the mountains quite a bit, I suppose.
No, really, we went always to the seaside when we went on our school holidays. Mm-hmm. Or in the September holidays, we did long trips around New South Wales or something like that, you know. Mm.
And where did you go to the seaside? To Sydney or...?
Well, we went, I hate telling people this, but for years and years and years, we went to Kim's at Toowoon Bay.
Oh, yes.
And I had a friend that used to write to me, and she was always going overseas and doing things, and she lived in Canada. And she said, when are you going somewhere else for your holidays?
It's lovely there. I've been
there. Yes. Oh, it was a lovely place. My children grew up there. They have Kim's reunion still, and the children are all friendly that were there. And... they would never have met those people because they all came from different areas. And we just loved it. It was an ideal place for children. And it was wonderful for adults. We used to sail on the river. Yes, and that was an unheard of thing. Well, my husband was a sailing man from Sydney, so he built boats. And my children lived on boats. They started with canoes and dinghies. And they built a little dinghy and the sails. And they weren't very successful sailing because it's not very good to sail on, but there is a sailing club now. But I mean, there was not all this cry about, you know, putting things up for children to play in and do things and be entertained and looked after. It was just natural to live, and that was in every area. Everybody just did everything around them that was possible, but your home was the place you stayed and did things, wasn't it?
Yes. Mm.